We have lots of questions that have come in, and I want to thank our speakers today, but a few questions for Kinda. Do you anticipate a continued growth in demand for local foods, and if so, are there regional differences?
Yes, I anticipate continued growth, and I was very happy to see that continued growth during our economic recession. The consumers who are especially focused on using these outlets to purchase their food, so farmers markets, these types of things, definitely have a concern for their health, their children's health, and want to know where their food comes from. And I don't think that that's going to change anytime soon. Consumers can be fickle and change fads quickly. This one seems to be gaining ground over the last 10 years and probably will continue. There is regional differences in local food demand, but we are seeing growth in these outlets across the United States, and there doesn't seem to be areas that are not involved in this change in where consumers buy.
Okay, we have a couple questions. Roberta, are you on?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question, and perhaps you two can comment on it. And it has to do with food safety issues and whether they limit small producers from entering or participating in the produce markets. What can you guys tell us about that?
Yeah, I can comment on that. That's something that has been an issue that is receiving a lot more attention within the broader fresh produce industry in recent years, because demand for locally grown is definitely increasing. And so that means that you have more smaller producers in different parts of the country that are now engaged in mainstream distribution channels. And as a result of that, what's happened is that retailers who are marketing those products have come under growing attention with regard to whether or not they're actually requiring the same food safety methods of their small producers that they do of large producers. And in general, that's not been the case, because there are issues with regard to food safety and implementation of GAPs that are very expensive, and it's difficult for someone who's only producing for a very short season to be able to implement. So in order to address that, one of the things that has happened is that the retailers themselves, like Wegmans in the Northeast is a good example of that, and other retailers are starting to develop programs to work with the growers who they are sourcing from during just a short season in their local or regional area. And so I think that that will improve over time, and the idea that if you're small, you don't have to meet the same requirements, I think is something that will probably go by the wayside over the next 5 years or so. I think people who are going to be participating in mainstream channels, so going beyond selling at a farmer's market, for example, I think over time they will be assisted so that they can come up to a similar level of larger producers. And the other thing that I think will help them to achieve that is that, of course, the grower shippers are the ones that are consolidating supply from different regions, as I mentioned. So as locally grown products have developed, especially during the summer season in the Midwest and the East and the Northeast, the shippers that are based in California for those crops are seeing an opportunity to market that production because they have the marketing infrastructure. And so there's more interest among those shippers in working with growers in other parts of the country, and they're helping to transfer some of that technology as well.
Thanks. Any comments, Kinda?
I completely agree with Roberta that I think that the grocery stores are going to start having small growers also adhere to their food safety requirements. And I know that a couple of grocery stores that we used to work with in the Reno area actually phased out their local buying programs because they were unsuccessful at bringing in producers who could adhere to their requirements. Thank you.
One last question. I think it is important for the two topics that you both covered. It has to do with regional differences. Are there any differences that stand out, Roberta, from your perspective, and Kinda also from your local food production perspective in the U.S.? Are there dramatic differences? regionally.
In terms of how the products are marketed or consumer demand?
Or trends overall.
Uh-huh. So, Kendra, you can give your perspective on that. I would just briefly comment first that I think that the regionally some of the most important factors that contribute to differences are availability of what can be produced in those areas. So if you're located in the South, for example, you're going to have certain kinds of products available to you locally during the summer that you can produce in those areas. And so I think that interest is there among consumers in much of the country today. But availability is what varies very widely. On the other hand, too, you can say that always consumer interest in major trends tends to start on the coast, especially California. So a lot of these trends towards interest in locally grown did tend to emerge first in the whole western coast, including Washington, Oregon, California, and are very important in the east as well. But they're really becoming much more mainstream, I would say, now in the United States. How would you respond to that, Kenda?
Yeah, I would agree. I think that we see more use of farmers markets and CSAs, local demand, also within our cities. Of course, those people tend to be a little bit higher on the income scale, have more disposable income, and also they don't have the gardens and the land space that people more in the rural areas have, and so they are purchasing these local foods within the city. We do not see quite as many farmers markets in rural areas, although I have to say in my experience we did have growth in rural farmers markets within Nevada while I was there. But they were tended to be small, two or three providers instead of 15 to 30 providers at the farmer's market.
Thank you, both Roberta and Kinda. Lots of good information and a lot of questions left for you guys, but for the sake of time, and we'll end it right here. We appreciate your presentations, and want to remind participants that both these presentations will be available in our website. What is next is the question that many of us ponder, and perhaps you too. And as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be sending a survey asking you for feedback and also asking you to evaluate this webinar series. We want your input, and we appreciate those of you who have provided your emails. You will be receiving an email within the next 2 weeks probably. And I want to let you know that we're also planning additional webinars for next spring. We're also considering doing some of these in Spanish as well. And if you're interested in being notified of these webinars, please send us an email to the westrme@wsuedu address. I want to also alert you that you can use some of these materials in your local programming. Our website, again, has all recordings of our webinars, presenters, slide sets, list of the speakers and contact information, and also discussion of webinar topics. It is an exceptional resource, and we encourage you to make a good use of it. Additionally, some of the presenters today had to omit some of their slides, and the full slide sets are going to be available at that website as well. We would like you to let us know what area of topic or topic in mentioned in today's webinar would you like to see covered in future webinars, or any additional topics that you would like us to address. You can either use the chat pod to the left or send us an email and let us know. And we are going to upload a file that has all the links to the website and information resources discussed today. We encourage you to download it. That way you have it all in one page, and bookmark it or bookmark the sites that may be of interest to you, and continue to use the information that was presented. With that, I don't have any other comments. I thank you all for participating. Thank our speakers for excellent presentations, and thank you to the team for putting this together. Have a good day.